A House proposal would fine local governments and law enforcement agencies for not cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. Immigrant advocates say the bill is overbearing and goes too far. I'm Blaze Ganey.
We must continue to discourage illegal immigration, for it undermines control of our borders, and even more, punishes hardworking people who play by the rules and who wait for their turns to come to the United States. Therefore, we must enforce our laws, but we will do so with justice and fairness.
Jacksonville Republican Representative Cord Byrd quoted Bill Clinton while closing on his bill that would require local governments and law enforcement agencies to cooperate with the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Kara Gross of American Civil Liberties Union argues Florida is already cooperating.
The misname HB 527, Rule of Law Adherence Act, isn't about following the current rule of law, because we are already doing that. It's about creating from whole cloth a new anti-immigrant law that goes beyond what is currently required by law and runs counter to the Constitution.
She believes it will lead to more immigrants being detained, even if they haven't committed a violent crime. Margarita Roma, a farm worker advocate and member of the Florida Civil Rights Hall of Fame, shared a story to go along with that argument.
I saw an entire car that the person that was driving didn't have a license. The people in the car were undocumented, but they all went, and they were all deported, and none of them were criminals.
Valrico Republican Representative Mike Beltran, who co-sponsors the proposal, says them being undocumented is the crime.
Illegal entry, that's a federal misdemeanor. 18 U.S.C. 1326, reentry after deportation, that's a federal felony, punishable by up to 20 years in prison. So there are two federal statutes kind of come to mind to me just sitting here that are that you would have probable cause if you came across them, or very close to probable cause, simply coming across somebody who's not a United States citizen and doesn't have the appropriate documentation.
But St. Petersburg Democratic Representative Ben Diamond questioned exactly what it would take to find a probable cause. Byrd answered.
The bill does not target people based on their appearance, and no one will be asked to provide their papers. Put simply, the only people that this law applies to are people who are in custody for committing a criminal violation against the laws of the state of Florida, where a local or state law enforcement agency already found probable cause for that person to be detained.
He says he's heard the bill called racist and anti-immigrant, but says that's both surprising and offensive.
I've helped immigrants study to become United States citizens who did it the right way, hardworking people who wanted to play by the rules and who came to this country because we have a rule of law. And also, it offends me in some respect because as a lawyer, I've represented immigrants. I've represented them in courts of law to defend the rule of law and their rights as legal immigrants in this country.
But Roma, an advocate for immigrants, says it's not that easy for everyone.
We have people that are still here that have been here for 30 years waiting. And people say, oh, well, why don't you stand in line? Well, it's not that easy. It isn't that easy. But if you have $1 million, maybe you can.
Roma says when her local sheriff signed the 287G delegation from ICE, agreeing to work with and receive authority for immigration enforcement, it affected her.
It affected me because I knew the pain and the misunderstanding and the fear that everyone was going to have. And, you know, you're privileged because you don't have to be afraid. You don't even know what that is, have any idea what it is. But my people know what it is.
But Beltran says locals working with ICE is just a way to avoid what he says is disruptive.
This is really an alternative to having ICE go to work sites, go to communities and try to find undocumented folks. And that would be very disruptive. That would have a lot of problems.
Meanwhile, Pensacola Republican Representative Mike Hill is worried about the fiscal impact on local governments.
My only concern I have with the bill has to do with the enforcement section, where if an agency or entity is not complying, that they're subject to a fine of $1,000 to up to $5,000 each day. My only concern with that is any agency or entity, the only funding they receive is from taxpayers. So if some agency or entity is being obstinate and that fine grows to a very large number, And they have to pay it. Eventually, they're going to go to the taxpayers to get that money back.
But those who cooperate also see a large fiscal impact, according to Tomas Kennedy, a political director with the Florida Immigrant Coalition.
Under a period of 10 months, Miami-Dade actually spent between $13 to $14 million honoring this detainer request.
Lawmakers in the committee passed the bill on a 10-3 vote, with Democrats voting all against. A companion bill in the Senate is in its last committee stop before making it to the floor.